My name's John. How may I be of assistance?
John, hi. I spoke with Jasmine a moment ago. Are you the supervisor?
Yes. How may I be of assistance?
Yes, you could be of assistance to me. What I was explaining to Jasmine, because I had a situation, if she said it was sometime early March, where $69.97 came out of my account, and whomever helped me that day, and I think it was Jasmine, I think it was the same person, and they did take care of that right away. I was provided a refund, and now it's happened again, and it's for $49.99. And that's the problem, because I'm like, what is this for? Because my car insurance is scheduled to come out, and I'm looking at my account. I just happened to go in my account today because my car insurance is coming out the 21st, and it's showing $49.99 is coming out of my account. With y'all, it shows the same company, whatever the gadgets, whatever this name is. I don't know, because I don't know what it is. But anyway, and she's saying, well, I can connect you to my supervisor, but they're not going to see anything either. You don't show anything. Can you just tell me what you're showing?
Let's see, I am showing that. And would you verify your name and shipping address for me?
Yes, my name is Christy Maggie. My address is 603 Willow Oaks Boulevard, and it's 23669.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, let's see. I see that it was for the Hype Watch, but it looks like he talked to our supervisor on the 7th, and
okay.
She went ahead and processed a refund. So you should have that in 3 to 5 business days.
But what is this? What is this $49.99? I don't know what that is.
No, we don't have a $49.99.
Well, I mean, who are y'all? What company are y'all? I already know who y'all are, to tell you the truth. I don't know. All I know is tomorrow I'll be on the phone with the Better Business Bureau, because I have a problem when I'm showing on my bank statement that money is waiting to come out from the same company. That's what I see. And I'm not going to have this. I don't have any money. I'm poor. I'm one of these poor people, okay?
No,
I have
we
no
didn't
money.
Charge you.
Well, somebody is crediting, is showing the same company for $49.99.
No, we refunded $69.97.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what I'm looking at, sir. I'm looking right at it. I'm looking at the statement. I'm looking at it.
It has to be a different company, ma'am. There should be a phone number associated with that charge.
Well, I got y'all, and that's why I'm calling.
No, I apologize again, ma'am. That's just, I mean, you're refunded. Those charges aren't from us. What I would suggest is, you know, get in contact with your bank and see if there's a different phone number.
Okay, I got her name. What is your name again, sir?
John Van Zant.
Because I'm tired of this. Go after the rich people. I'm poor as heck. Poor. I ain't got no money. Nothing. I'm just trying to pay a car insurance bill. And people are in my account going after money I don't have. That's my car insurance.
Well, we didn't charge you, ma'am.
I'm writing y'all's name down. John Van, you said Van Zant?
Yes, ma'am.
And her name is Jasmine. Of course, I don't have a last name for that, but that's okay. And it says $49.99. And you said y'all don't see it, whatever. $69.97. I think too many companies, people working on their ass, excuse me, respectfully, at home. And it's making me sick. And they're stealing all this stuff that's going on, stealing people's account money that they don't have. I don't have no money. Y'all messing with the wrong. I don't have no money. I'm poor. I'm just trying to pay a car insurance. It's my car insurance. And y'all are messing with a state mandate.
It's not
I'm
us.
Required to have car insurance. And to sit there and be condescending, it's not us. Yeah, right.
It's not us, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to find out who it is. I'm going to call my bank. I'm going to see what I find out. Because I'm definitely reporting it to the Better Business Bureau. This stuff has got to stop. I can't take it anymore. It's too much. I already had one stroke, and I'm going to have another one dealing with all this stress. And I'm just trying to get a pandemic shot and all this other crap going on. 24/7, we're dealing with all this daily crap. The Moderna shot versus the Pfizer and all this crap. People sitting on their butts at home going in people's bank accounts. It's really disheartening, and I'm sick of it. But anyway, I've got y'all's names, and I'm going to call my bank, and I'm going to see what I can find out. So goodbye, John Van Zandt, and I'm going to see what I find out, and I will report accordingly. Goodbye.
Thank you again for calling customer support.